studying visual arts.
Hello everyone, my name is Faith Del Campo and I'm a senior studying Biblical Counseling from Manila, Philippines.
Hello, my name is Hope Del Campo and I'm a junior studying elementary education from Manila, Philippines. And on the piano we have Charlie Graham, a senior studying Biblical Counseling from Seattle, Washington.
Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. To Him who reigns above all things, be honor, glory, and power. Sing praise, with heart and voice together. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord, for mercies new. They're rising with the morning. As dark of night gives way to light, we join creation adoring. Sing praise, with heart and voice together. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever.
Give thanks to the Lord for grace that saves what soul could ever measure. This gift of love and life to come with Christ in heavenly splendor, where we'll crown Him King forever.
You said if my people called by my name would humble themselves and pray, that you'd hear from heaven, and from there you would pour out rain. So we call on your promise, so that you made, though our sins are so many, so great.
Cities, heal our people. With your hand, touch this nation, send revival. We stand. creation, God.
We cast down our idols and turn to your face. We abandon our wicked ways. Would you hear from heaven and pour out your healing rain as we call on your promise, this oath that you made? Though our sins are so many, so great, we confess them all and turn from them all. We confess them all and turn from them all. We dare to take you at your word. Heal our land, heal our cities, heal our people. With your hand, touch this nation, send revival. We still believe you're more than able. We still believe you're not done with us. Heal our land, heal this nation, from sea to shining sea. Pour out your mercy, open those ancient gates. We're asking you now for heaven's rain, from sea to shining sea. Pour out your mercy, open those ancient gates. We're asking you now for heaven's rain, from sea to shining sea.
Trust that's your heart's desire even tonight as we sit here and we think about our nation, we think about our land and celebrating 250 years now as a nation, and yet we need to return back to the Lord our God. And what a blessing to hear that song tonight and a prayer of mine, I'm sure a prayer of yours, to see our nation turn back to the Lord. And what a blessing to be with you here at Grace tonight. It's so good to be back with you all, and appreciate your pastor, and love him and his family so much. And our friendship goes back decades now. Can you believe that, Pastor? And I know you don't look that old, but I sure do. And I sure appreciate your pastor and his family and the opportunity to be with you here tonight on this Wednesday night. Thank you for coming out and being a part of the services tonight. We are from West Coast Baptist College right there in Southern California. And we drove over today just from another meeting we were at in California, about a 4-hour trip or so for us today. today to be with you fine folks tonight. And we're looking forward to not just the time in the service together, but also in fellowship afterwards. Enjoyed so much even getting to know some of the teenagers and talking with them as we had some pizza and things, and found out their spiritual level. They like food. And that's about what their spiritual level is. And that's about my spiritual level oftentimes when I get to about 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening too. And so I appreciate just the opportunity to get to know some of them and to meet them and just to talk about their life and about what God's doing in their hearts. And I would encourage you, just as some of the teenagers were having the opportunity to get to know some of the young people that we've brought with us tonight, I would encourage you to get to know some of them and talk to them afterwards, whether at our table or just maybe catching them and getting to know them just a little bit, getting to hear their stories and just how God's worked in their life. And I'm so thankful that God is still calling young people into the ministry. And they're answering that call and they're going. And we don't know yet what the stories that will be written by the lives that you see here tonight. But I'm excited for the days ahead, and I'm excited for the potential that these young people have, and I'm excited for the potential that you all have for reaching not only Fernley, but reaching Nevada and the world for Christ as you continue to be faithful on a day in and day basis in your own personal Bible study and growth and church attendance and faithfulness to the Lord, but then also in your faithfulness to pass out gospel tracts and to let others know about what the Lord has done for you. And we're going to preach about that here in just a little bit. But I would encourage you as well to think about what God could do with you and your life, maybe by way of furthering your education, or maybe like these young people, stepping out and going to Bible college yourself. And we'd love to talk to you about signing up for West Coast and giving you some information about West Coast. We've got online programs. We've got Get Ahead programs for those of you that are still in high school. We've got audit programs for those of you that just want to maybe just further your Bible study in regards to just staying at home, but doing some online programs. And if there's anything we can do to help answer some questions or get you signed up, we would love to do that tonight and talk about the many offerings and obviously programs and even events. We've got a Joshua camp that we do every summer, and one of the camps that I have had a part in from time to time is a life skills camp, is what they call it. For 1 week, the teenagers get together on our campus, and they get to preach that and get to do a lot of fun activities. And they have various basketball camp and volleyball camp and different things. Music camp, I believe, is one of the offerings. And they have a leadership camp. They have a worldview camp, just nailing down why we believe what we believe. And the one I was mentioning, the life skills camp, is one that I've got to help out in and teach in just a little bit here and there. But they teach them how to do framing and plumbing and electrical work. They teach them how to cook and clean and iron and paint and how to check oil on a car. And I've even had the opportunity to teach them how to keep their clothes nice and pressed and their shoes shined. And how many of you think, man, you are talking my language right now, right? And so I would encourage you. We've got a lot of opportunities like that. Maybe parents, you'd come by and see even some of the promotional materials on the table there. We also have a table tonight, and I know that many of you probably have your library filled with some of the great materials there from Striving Together, but wanted to just highlight just a few of them for you tonight. We got the brand new CD just came out just about 2 weeks ago, and the song that you just heard, Heal Our Land, as well as some of the others that they'll be singing tonight, are on this CD, and you can get that on the back table. Prices are just $10 per CD. If you talk really nice to our table worker, she might even cut you some deals and make you a bundled type package, and so make sure to get back there. We've got a brand new book by Pastor Chapel in celebration of the 250th anniversary of America and our birthday, and this one just hot off the press about 2 weeks ago as well, simply entitled Founded on Faith, and just reminds us that our nation was founded on Christian principles. And even though there may be those maybe in politics that want to get away from it, we are a Christian nation nonetheless. And this is a phenomenal book, and just came out, and would encourage you to maybe pick that one up. This one here is part of our Biblical Counseling Resource Series, Just Say No, How Biblical Truth Can Free You from Addiction. And this is by one of the members of our church, as well as a medical doctor and a certified biblical counselor, has put this book together, Just Say No. Pastor Chapel recently published this one back in the fall of last year, and it's entitled Focus, Living with Clarity and Purpose and Eternal Vision. And a phenomenal book. It was one of my top 10 reads for sure as I started out the new year, and just help me just to regain greater purpose and clarity, focus in my life, as I want to fulfill God's calling on my life in a very simple, easy to read, but I would encourage you maybe to thumb through the pages there. And then we've also got several devotionals. We've got some ladies' devotionals on the back table. We've got some other just day-by-day devotionals. This one that was given here tonight is Boots on the Ground, and gives some military perspective, military history, and then it uses that to illustrate then Bible principles, and a phenomenal book. Would encourage you even to thumb through that one. And then the last one here tonight is simply entitled Outsiders, and this was written by Pastor Paul Chappell, and just mentions 15 different leaders who were willing to be outsiders. They were willing to stand, and they were willing to be mocked. They were willing to be ridiculed. They were willing to stand for their faith and for the principles. And we need some young people and some moms and dads and some grandmas and grandpas. We need some church members in America that are willing to take a stand and be outsiders from culture, so that we can continue to see godly principles go forward and to see the faith delivered to the next generation. And so another phenomenal book, and I've encouraged my daughter to read this book even over the course of maybe this next year as she turns into her teen years and starting to formulate some biblical views herself, and a phenomenal book that I would encourage you parents even to thumb through. We do take cash, check, credit card, Apple Pay, Tap, all that stuff, and would encourage you to just stop by and see the table and get to meet some of the young people if you have opportunity to do that tonight as well. We're going to take just a quick trip down to Lancaster by way of a video presentation, and so if you'll tune in and take a ride with us down to our campus and be able to see what God is doing there for these next 90 seconds or so, and then as soon as the video's done, I'm going to have the group come back up and sing. How many of you have enjoyed that so far? And they sound pretty good. Imagine what they'll sound like by the end of the summer once they practice once in a while, right? I'm just kidding. But they're doing a great job. But I have learned this, that they will sound even better if you do something. What is it that you can do besides singing along with them? Smile. And so smile at them, and they will sound even better as they come to sing these next few songs. But let's take this trip down to Lancaster for just a moment, and then we'll have them come back and sing.
Experience and strong academic training in the classroom, helping students think critically, grow spiritually, and prepare for lifelong service. For parents and pastors, West Coast is a place where your investment in a young person's life is strengthened and not replaced. You come alongside the local church to help students discover and fulfill God's calling. If you're looking for a college that combines strong academics, real ministry experience, and passion for serving Christ, West Coast Baptist College is ready to help you take the next step.
Message may sound simple, but I found its truth remain. Whatever dark and lonesome, my God is still the same.
When I'm on the mountaintop or in the valley of my pain, your presence will be with me, and this promise I can claim. Yesterday you were my portion, and today you'll be the same. You're the God who moves the mountains.
You're the God who parts the waves. Not one time have you forsaken. All my life you've been my stay. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. The world is quickly sinking on the sands of Satan's lies. We, the church, must rise and build our lives on the rock of Jesus Christ. The God who parts the waves. Not one time have you forsaken. All my life you've been my stay. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. You've never changed, you never fail, you never have, you never will. I will sure, you stay the same. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Yesterday you were my portion, and today you'll be the same. You're the God who moves the mountains. You're the God who parts the waves. Not one time have you forsaken. All my life you've been my stay. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is. Yesterday you were my portion, and today you'll be the same. You're the God who moves the mountains. You're the God who parts the waves. Not one time have you forsaken. All my life you've been my stay. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is. On Christ the solid rock I stand. You stay the same.
It was the hill that was pierced by the cross. It caught the blood that fell. It bore the weight of the sins of the world, and the Son of God as well. It heard the voice of the Lamb without blemish, and it shook as he cried, "It is finished."
Calvary's cry is come to this place. Calvary's cry is still love and grace. 2,000 years can never erase the sacrifice. Come and be saved is Calvary's cry.
Thank you.
Come through, you are always able.
And on that day I've run my race. I'll finally see you face to face, and nothing then will separate. I believe I'll join with every tribe and tongue and bow before the Lamb of God, singing holy, holy, holy one. I believe, yes, I believe.
I don't know about you, but I could listen to that song over and over and over again. And what a blessing. It's been a privilege to be with you tonight, and I trust that you've enjoyed some of the singing and some of the fellowship even to come. And but I believe that the singing is there to prepare our hearts for the preaching of God's Word, and we want to take opportunity to do that tonight for just a few moments together here in the midst of our week to just maybe receive some encouragement, receive maybe a challenge from the Word of God. And so I'd ask if you would please turn to Mark chapter number 1, Mark chapter number 1. And again, just wanted to say thank you to your pastor for the privilege, the opportunity to stand behind this lectern and to be able to preach God's Word tonight to you, dear church family. And I know that each and every week, week in, week out, that I'm sure that you get fed from the Scriptures. And tonight, I trust, will be a help to you as well. But sure, thankful for the opportunity, Pastor, and thank you for the privilege of being with you here tonight. Mark chapter number 1. And we're just going to read just a few verses here tonight, starting in verse number 16. We're kind of in the midst of a passage of Scripture here, and I'm sure you'll kind of catch the context as we begin the reading tonight. But verse number 16, the Bible simply tells us, "Now as He," this is the Lord Jesus Christ, "walked by the Sea of Galilee, He saw Simon." We would know Simon as his other name, Peter, right? We would know him as Simon Peter. "And Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea." Why were they doing this? The Bible tells us, for they were fishers. They were fishers. They were fishermen, right? "And Jesus said unto them, Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. And straightway they forsook their nets and followed him. And when he," the Lord, "had gone a little farther thence, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who were in the ship mending their nets. And straightway he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the ship with the hired servants and went after him." Follow me. Those two words spoken often by our Lord, and specifically in our passage tonight, to a group of fishermen would turn their lives in a completely different direction. Follow me. I'm a student of leadership. I have a leadership role within the college, and specifically with the college students, and even more specifically with the college men, overseeing them. And I oversee our dormitory leaders, those students that lead within their dormitory. And so I often study leadership just to sharpen my skills and to know kind of how to lead accordingly, those that are underneath my authority, so to say. And so one of the things that I enjoy doing is seeing from the Scriptures about leadership. And I often am curious as to why the Lord picked some of the disciples that He picked. Have you ever asked yourself that question? Why did the Lord pick Peter? Peter always seemed to be the one that was often outspoken, putting his foot in his mouth, as we would often say, right? He would talk before thinking. Don't elbow your husband right now, ladies, all right? And I often wonder, man, why did the Lord pick Peter? I mean, John often refers to himself as the disciple that Jesus loved, right? The beloved disciple. And I can often just kind of imagine maybe a sibling type of a rivalry with my younger brother and him saying, well, I'm mom's favorite, and me maybe jabbing him with a right elbow and saying, no, I'm mom's favorite. And I can just see some of the rivalry that would take place even amongst the disciples. We know that that happened, right? They debated amongst themselves who was going to be the greatest. You remember that passage passage of Scripture. And Jesus turns to him and goes, come on, guys, really? I mean, after all that you've seen, after all you've experienced, you're going to worry about that. And yet, as I study the Scriptures, I come back to this passage here and I see these two words. These two words of simply follow me were directed to, in our passage tonight, fishermen. Of all the people that the Lord Jesus Christ could have called to be His disciples, to be His leaders, to, as we would know years later, turn the known world upside down because of their preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ, why would He pick fishermen? And I think that the Lord was looking at fishermen, and He's looking at you and I even today to be the mirrors of the same traits of the heart of why He called a fisherman centuries ago. I don't know if you enjoy fishing or not. I would imagine with Lake Tahoe not too far away from here and various other recreational opportunities, I'm sure, that are right here close by, that we would probably have some self-proclaimed fishermen in the building here tonight. And if you're a true fisherman, then there are some traits that you as a fisherman display, and I believe that those same characteristics or traits that would describe you as a fisherman or a fisherman would also be the description here that the Lord Jesus Christ was looking for when He asked His disciples to follow Him that were simply fishermen themselves, because they displayed these same characteristics. And I want you to see them very quickly tonight. I really believe that if we are to be fishers of men, that the Lord Jesus Christ would call and would use to pass out a gospel tract, to see people come to know the Lord as their Savior, we have to display these same characteristics that I believe every fisherman would display. The first one, if you want to write it down, is a real fisherman is positive. He's positive. He goes out with a positive outlook, a positive spirit. How many of you have ever seen the bumper sticker that says a bad day of fishing is better than a good day working? Right? There's a positivity in that statement, because I would rather be out on the lake. I would rather be out fishing. I would rather be out doing that, even if I don't catch anything, because that's where I want to be. And I wonder here tonight, how many would say that you are a fisher of men and you have that same positive outlook, that you can't wait to go out and knock on somebody's door. You can't wait to make that visit. You can't wait to share the gospel with that friend or that coworker, because you have a positive spirit that the Holy Spirit's going to go before you. The Holy Spirit's going to prepare the heart for you. You're not going out there going, oh, Pastor wants us to go do it again. Oh, Pastor scheduled another day to go out and hang these door hangers out. Oh, man, I guess we better do our Christian duty. No, there's a positiveness in your spirit. There's a pep, if you will, in your step. You can't wait to get out there where the fields are white unto harvest. The fish are out there. They're biting. But where are the fishermen? Is there a positiveness in your spirit? I believe for every fisherman, there's a positiveness in their spirit, because it drives them to do it over and over and over again, even when they come up empty. I don't know how many of you play golf, but maybe golf would be similar to this, right? I'm a terrible golfer. I usually end up losing more balls in the weeds than I get them in the cup. And yet I still go back for more all the time. I don't understand it, because I think I'm going to do it this time. You know what? We have a lot of Christians that they give up on soul winning. They give up on being a witness because they've maybe had a losing record, so to say, or maybe they've lost too many balls in the weeds, or maybe the fish haven't been biting like they used to. And so they carry this attitude of a defeative mindset that it can't be done. But I'm telling you, friends, that there are people right now today that if you would share the gospel, if we would just invite them to know what we know about what Jesus Christ has done for us, that it would change their lives. But we got to go out there with a positive spirit to look for Him. Because if you aim at nothing, you're going to hit it every time. You got to go out there with a positive spirit. You got to go out there with a pep in your step. Every true fisherman does that. And this is the type of person that Jesus calls to follow Him. One that's positive. One that sees every soul as a sinner that needs to be reached with the gospel. Someone who goes expecting to catch the big one, not just going through the motions. No, a real fisherman, he's positive about fishing for the souls of men and seeing what God can do in their life. So number one, I see that a real fisherman is positive. Number two, write it down. A real fisherman is persistent. He's persistent. He doesn't go one time and then call it quits and put all of his fishing gear in his boat and then load it in the back of the backyard and never to be seen again. No, he's persistent. He goes out again and again and again. Why? Because he knows that that big catch is just, it's going to happen. It's just a matter of time. And there may be times where a fisherman may be out on the lake, he may be by the river, and he may not get any bites. He may not get the big one into his boat that day. But he doesn't stop just because he had a bad day of fishing. He keeps going. He keeps going. He keeps sharing the gospel. I think of how many times I've had doors maybe proverbially slammed in my face, or people that want to argue that I just end the conversation and gracefully walk away. There's been times of discouragement for sure, but that's not every door. That's not every time. Just as if, just as much as we might get a fish that bites, but it doesn't stay on the hook, or we go out and we put the hook in the water, but nothing bites throughout the course of a day, it doesn't mean that we just give up, that it's not working any longer. No, we just need to be more persistent. We just need to keep going. We just need to keep sharing the gospel. And again, this is a person that the Lord is looking for, somebody that wants to transform the world, and he doesn't just simply give up because somebody maybe shut a door. He doesn't have a giving up attitude. He stays, or she stays, on their knees, and they keep praying, they keep going, they keep sharing regardless of the circumstances or the situation. Why? Because a real fisherman persists. He doesn't just give up because the fish aren't biting that day. He keeps going back again and again and again. He's persistent. So number one, he's positive. Number two, he's persistent. And then lastly, if you would write this one down, he's passionate. He's passionate. See, a real fisherman, whether you're experienced or not, he knows that sometimes he's got to be patient. And he knows that sometimes you're going to have a really good day and sometimes you're going to have a very lousy day. But that doesn't mean you stop. Because he knows that once he catches that fish, it doesn't matter how long he's been sitting out there. Some of you guys are probably hunters. You've been out in deer stands for day in and day out, and you come home with nothing, but yet you enjoyed it because you're going to go do it again because you know the big one's just around the bend or around the corner. You keep doing it. Why? Because there's a passion. There's a passion for when that win, that big one is caught or that big one comes. And it should be the same even in our lives as fishers of men. Yes, there may be times of frustration. Yes, there may be times where you've gone and you haven't had the opportunity to share the gospel, but Jesus Christ can change a life, and that's what gives you the passion because of what Jesus did in your own heart and in your own life. And you know where you are today because somebody shared the gospel with you, because somebody was persistent in your life. Somebody was passionate about getting the gospel to you. Somebody knew that the gospel could work in your life and change your life, and they stayed at it. And now this attitude needs to prevail in us. Jesus is calling passionate people to follow him. He longs for followers to hate those that even would say no, or excuse me, to hate those times when somebody would say no, because they want to see every soul saved. They want to see God save another soul. They want to see that passion that drives them increasingly over and over and over again to reach more and more and more. Because friends, and you know this, every soul that you will pass tomorrow will spend eternity somewhere. And there's got to be a passion that drives you to pass out that gospel tract, to pray for that loved one, to knock on that stranger's door, to start that conversation with the coworker who's bringing up maybe some history in their life or maybe a bad day that they're having, and the gospel door is opening wide to you. You need to have the passion to see those opportunities as God-given moments and take advantage of them. And let us, like all true fishermen, have a passion for lost souls and to reach into our communities with a greater desire to see men and women and boys and girls come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Tonight I wonder, are you a passionate fisherman? I wonder tonight, are you a patient fisherman? You see, Jesus said, come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. But he also said that you're not going to do it alone. You're not going to have to do it in your own power. Acts chapter 1, verse number 8, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be my witnesses. And in Hebrews 13, he reminds us that he will never leave us nor forsake us. He's going to be there with you. And to go after souls and to be a fisher of men. And I wonder if maybe those were just a few of the simple characteristics that Jesus saw in these four fishermen, that he said unto them, follow me. Follow me and I will make you fishers of men, because there's a passion that's there. There's a persistence that's there. There's a positive spirit that's there to go again and again and again. Friends, let me just encourage you tonight to be a fisher of men. Father, we thank you for this time tonight. So thankful for the blessings of your word. So thankful for the privilege, Lord, that it is to be able to read your word, to study your word, to, in this case, Lord, to preach and to teach your word. And Lord, I thank you for the privilege to hear your word. We live in a nation, Lord, that allows us this freedom, this opportunity. And I pray tonight that whether it was through the singing or whether through a testimony to be shared before or after church or even through the short message tonight, I pray something that has been shared tonight, something that has been said or sung will have, Lord, taken root into our lives so that we might, Lord, press forward into the new day to look at the souls as opportunities to share the gospel, to look for those, Lord, that are ready to receive you as Savior. Maybe tonight we just needed the encouragement to humble ourselves and pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways as a nation or even just as individuals and to do what we know that you've called us to do. Lord, I'm so thankful for Grace Baptist Church and, Lord, for their wonderful pastor. Lord, I pray that you'd help all of us tonight to be better soul winners, be better fishers of men, to look for those opportunities to share the gospel. And so I pray, Lord, that you would do what only you can do in our hearts and our lives, Lord, throughout the course of this next week, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, folks, it's been a blessing to be with you tonight. We're not done just yet. We've got one more song, and we've got them scheduled to come sing one more time for us. And so I'm going to ask them to come and take their places. And again, let me just encourage you to get to know them, maybe stop by the table and share even your testimony with them. And if there's anything we can do to help answer any questions about the college or even just to get to know you a little bit, we'd be more than happy to do that tonight. But again, thank you so much for the privilege of being with you tonight, and enjoy this last song.
Got a friend closer than a brother. There is no judgment. Oh, how he loves us. I've got a friend, and he is my strength. He is my portion with me in the valley. With me in the storm. Let all my life testify. Hallelujah.
Thank you. I taught him everything he knows. Man, that's amazing. I wish I could do that. Anyway, thank you. Thank you for being here. Why don't y'all go ahead and head on back and man the table or whatever back there. If you have any questions, these folks.